You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. Did you know that stress can affect your breathing, affect your muscles, affect your function in your body? Well, today is our final third part of understanding how stress impacts our body and how to be able to respond to it. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, this has been very, very helpful and educational. Things we should have had a long time ago.
I know it. Trial and error, but we
Thank you.
Yes. WebMD.
WebMD,
But we're learning out loud. This is so important because I think so many people today are under this chronic stress, and it's affecting so much of their lives. And God wants you to have, you know, have life and have it more abundantly. He doesn't want God's people to be bent over and just with a constant fatigue and always with, you know, health ailments. But we're supposed to be living with power, with purpose, and with passion. And one of the things that we're going to be learning today is how to manage this stress and get this stress off of you so you can live the life you've always dreamed of having.
Yeah, we talked about chronic stress. This is like this continual being under stress for a period of time. That I think one of the reasons we're finding out and we've learned over time is that it's a chronic lack of wisdom.
Yes.
You know, because God's told us how to operate in this life. He's told us how to function, and that wisdom is not just knowledge, not something you're Googling. It's a practical application of what you know.
Yeah.
It's actually walking it out and doing it. These are some practical impacts that's happening on your body, but also how to respond to those. I'm even talking about breathing, right? How it impacts your breathing, right?
Yeah, your body comes under attack when you're stressed, and breathing is a big component. You know, we as Americans don't breathe well, but your breathing becomes shallow, small, you know, not deep breaths, and it affects.
You can almost say suffocated by stress. I mean, you're not really cutting it all off, but you're cutting a huge percentage of it off. So you could literally say, my body is suffocating.
You can live 30 days without food. You can't live past 7 minutes without air. Breathing is that important.
Wow.
Take a look.
Your breathing. When you're stressed, your breathing switches from relaxed, slow, deeper diaphragmatic breathing to fast, shallow chest breathing. This can put a strain on your lungs and can lead to hyperventilation. Anxiety and panic attacks can also accompany shallow breathing. In challenging moments, we often tell people to please take a deep breath. Now you know, that's because under stress, we breathe much more shallow, preventing our bodies from receiving the much needed oxygen to operate at its best.
One thing that I've noticed is that when I'm focused and I'm just intently looking at something, sometimes what happens is I stop breathing the way I should be breathing. Even at times that we remind each other, like, breathe, because you can almost hold your breath and then breathe and then hold your breath again. That's very unhealthy, but it's a sign of stress. You got to practice when you're working through your day, while you're handling situations, you got to breathe through it. I remember working with a trainer years ago that he would tell me in the middle of doing some pretty hectic things to breathe. I'm like, what are you talking about? Breathe. I'll breathe in a minute. And he says, no, if you're exercising without breathing, it's not working for you. You have to breathe because breathing is part of getting healthy and building up your body. So breathing, I mean, if you just think about it, if you just breathe, I know that you got some stuff you're going to share with us as well, but just breathing. Take a moment to listen to your breath and celebrate your breath. Realize all kinds of things are happening. John's going to talk about that in just a moment, I'm sure. But God's called you to, and our lungs are not that efficient at transferring oxygen. It could be because we're living under stress and not responding to it. But you have to hold that air in longer sometimes for the things to happen to get oxygen inside your body. So a lot of people are living in houses that they don't ever air their house out. So they're basically running the same air over and over again inside their
offices.
Your offices, especially.
Illnesses and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, particles, dust particles in
the
air.
It's important to bring some oxygen into that office, you know, some outside air. So talk to us about what you learned about breathing.
Well, actually, it's one of our hacks. We're actually going to save that because we got a couple more things to actually talk about. But we're going to be sharing a lot about breathing because it's actually going to change your whole atmosphere in terms of your stress and how your body relates. It'll actually reduce your blood pressure. And it'll actually take you to a place of being on edge, to a place of relaxation and peace.
But so hashtag stress hacks.
Absolutely.
Coming up, okay.
Coming up. But another thing that stress affects is your perspiration, your ability to start sweating. You may not realize it, but all of a sudden these beads of sweat start coming down. You're under stress. And fact, take a look.
Your perspiration. Have you heard the phrase, don't sweat it? or don't sweat the small stuff, referring to people who are upset about so many things. Under stress, we can perspire excessively. People who are nervous and anxious often experience increased sweating. Even general nervousness can make us perspire. Your body sweats more to keep your body cool. Under stress, you put increased demands and activity on your body, and your body responds by sweating to keep us from overheating, which would really cause some serious internal damage.
So when we're stressed out, our body's heating up and our body responds. What they're saying, WebMD saying, is that all of a sudden we'll start cool ourselves off, literally like taking a water hose and cooling someone down. Our body starts to perspire for that, right? Yeah. And to cool it down. And that could be a sign. Some people just sweat. I mean, some people don't sweat.
Yeah.
Sweating is actually a good thing if it's happening in the context of what's going on. So it's manageable stress. But just sweating in general, you know, if you're in a normal, I mean, you could.
You got toxins. You got to get toxins out of your body.
Right.
One thing that's important for us to state, we said this in our last previous programs, we're not doctors.
No.
We're just kind of sharing with you what we've learned through WebMD. There's some experience in life.
Right. And, you know, you're looking, if you're talking to one of your employees and your employee, it seems like a simple thing, but you're starting to see some perspiration get on their upper lip.
We call that the sweaty mustache.
Or over their head or something, or they're starting to kind of glaze over where their skin. You can start to realize they're under stress right now. And one way to pay attention to helping them is you can pause a moment, back off from the project or what's going on and say, is this making sense to you? Is there a way that I could, you know, a little bit better? It could be something like John talked about in an earlier program, something from their home that's going on, something in their life, their personal life. But realize that you're pushing into a situation that that person's under major stress. And it could be just something they just can't handle the job. But also it could be just something's happening in their life at that moment.
That's so important.
Maybe it's not making sense to them and they don't want to tell you that this is a lot of pressure on them. But their body will tell you that they're experiencing some form of stress. We notice that sometimes we bring guests on television, it's like, oh, they're pouring sweat right there. It's like they're all stressed out, right?
Little stressed out.
A little stressed.
And it's
right
not
here.
The lights. It ain't the lights.
Yeah, no,
it's the stress.
Right. LED nowadays. So what's the next one?
Next one is your muscles. Listen, we have a lot of muscles. I believe they say that after the age of 30, you begin to lose 5 pounds of muscles per decade. But when you're under stress.
Wait a minute. So I've gained. Maybe it's not muscle. Okay, I got it. Not weight, you're talking about muscle.
Muscle. It's amazing. It's almost about 12 organs in your body come under such serious attack.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real thing to focus on.
Yes, it is.
Take a look at what happens to your muscles.
Your muscles. More blood flows to your muscles, giving them a burst of temporary strength. When this happens, we put pressure and strain on our muscles, since they haven't been trained to actually handle the excess workload. This strain can lead to injury and over time sheer exhaustion. Most of us know that the best way to develop strength is consistent and steady weight training over time, not from pumping excess blood to our muscles and overuse from stress.
That's very, very important. I know that stress, I can feel it if it comes to my body, if I drink too much caffeine, those type of things, you can feel your muscles begin to respond. Yeah. And if you gotta pay attention to that, if not, you got stop doing what you're doing and it'll stop that from happening. Your body's sending warning signals to you going like, this is the wrong direction
for
you.
Tell us more about the caffeine. You shared that in a previous program.
Well, yeah,
program.
I love coffee. We're not against coffee or nothing like that. But personally, you get to a certain point in your life, you know, maybe that, you know, caffeine is not something that you need to take a lot of because everything, I mean, chocolate has caffeine in it. Coffee has caffeine in it. Tea has caffeine in it. Coke has
soda.
All that stuff has caffeine and it builds up in your body. And Dr. Colbert talks about that. What's his first name?
Don.
Don Colbert talks about that it raises your cortisol levels by 30%.
The second cup.
And so cortisol is a stress hormone. So if you're actually experiencing stress, it means you got a lot of cortisol happening in your system, and you drink coffee to manage that stress, you're going to raise the thing that's actually agitating your muscles by 30%. And so you want to be a more proficient worker, and you're actually going to crash and emotionally and physically and not be able to do it. And the work you do, you have to go back and apologize and call that customer back up and say, I don't know what that was, you know, and try to get that job back. But so one thing you can do is like, how can I live my life without drinking tons of caffeine and tons of coffee? Well, I mean, think about decaffeinated coffee, decaffeinated drinks, decaffeinated tea, you know, and maybe just have one or two cups in the morning time of coffee. But if it's just something so simple as a one stress hack is just to eliminate the caffeine intake that you're taking and think about how much better your relationship's going to be, how much better your workplace is going to be. You know, those sales calls won't be frantic sales calls, and they're thinking like, who was this woman or man that came in here and was so stressed out? And it's like, you couldn't deliver it because
we're products of that. I mean, we both have realized that, you know, caffeine's not our friend anymore. And so, I mean, for myself, I just started drinking decaf, and it's made a world of difference. I still love the coffee taste. I love coffee. But now decaf, it's wonderful.
Folgers Bold Silk is an amazing, amazing thing. But I can feel it now. So if I don't have caffeine for a long period of time, and I do take, like, for example, I had some beautiful hazelnut ice cream. Those are VFNKB community. You know that because I actually showed them. But, you know, big, huge scoops. They got like 40 scoops for two. But two scoops of hazelnut chocolate ice cream. It's loaded with caffeine. But I don't normally do a lot of caffeine. So I could feel the caffeine surge into my body. I could feel the energy. I could feel the muscle tension coming in. I'm like, I was relaxing having a cup of coffee and caffeine. And it created stress in my body. I'm like, and it's hazelnut, honey, chocolate hazelnut, Hershey's ice cream. Oh, just so great.
Bubba
Watson's candy shop down in Pensacola on the Gulf Coast. It's a great, great place. Good ice cream. But you have to think about that. Okay, maybe I need to eat less of that, or, you know, moderate that or eliminate that, whatever it is. But it's like, why do you want to do that to your ability to function? And once you start feeling that way, you're not going to respond well to people, not to your employees, not to your customers, not to your church. I mean, there's people, you know, they're expecting you in ministry, like, you got to be like walking on water all the time and hovering in clouds, and, you know, they don't understand that you're human too. But sometimes maybe your intake of caffeine could be changing that, increasing your stress. And ministry, as a matter of fact, those, I know, John, you sold insurance for a while, and that people, ministers in their 30s or 40s, was it, 30s?
High risk.
Had bodies of like a 60-year-old because of the stress they've been under, which is not the way it's supposed to be, by the way. We talk about that all the time in Vine webinars and Vine seminars, because we started doing church the way it shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be all dumped on one person to be able to handle all that. We're called to be a family. Did you know that stress can age you, that before your time, you're seeing people's like, how old are you? They go like, and they get this young age. You're like, how could you look so much older?
How could you look when you're 70, you're only 20?
Because they say that, you know, that they lived a hard life. Yeah. And it's like, a hard life means they lived a stressful life. And it can cause you to age quicker. I know people in their 50s that their hearts are coming to an end. Just quit pumping that much because they lived under such stress for so long. I mean, we're not made to live under that kind of stress. And there's a way to be able to manage that. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. It's like anti-aging growth hormone begins to come, it causes it to happen, correct?
Correct.
It causes it to happen, and all of a sudden you start aging before your time. Take a look.
Your anti-aging growth hormones. Your body reduces the flow of anti-aging growth hormones. So, as a result, our bodies age faster.
So, stress cuts it down. All of a sudden, you start aging faster. There's something about when you walk with God and you're calm before God and you trust Him, even though you have ups and downs, people go like, you haven't aged a bit. And you're thinking, there's no way. And they go, because you've been through stuff. But almost like God protects you from a lot of things that happen in life. It's just amazing. You think, it's got to be totally different than I was. But it's God, they see you differently because you're walking with God over a period of time. Then you see somebody else, you know, you say, you go to a reunion or a party or somebody's where you've been before with other folks you hadn't seen in years. You think, you go back like,
what happened?
A totally different path in life, right? Yeah. So it makes a big difference. You can choose to live. Why live such a, God didn't call you to live under such stress and just feed yourself with this continual of thinking your body thinks it needs to fight and to survive and to be in this fight or flight mode. There's moments, as we talked about that, but you're supposed to be this calm and enjoy your life and enjoy the weather. I mean, Romans chapter 1, verse 2 says, you look at God's creation and you can understand the invisible God by the very things He's created. And so taking a walk in nature is a way to calm that down. You know, get out and nudge to exercise. When you go out and exercise, like walk or run or take a bike, you're really looking at things and seeing things you don't normally see before. So it's very, very important that you can age less, or at the normal rate at least, on just managing that stress. John, what's next?
Well, we're going to be talking about stress hormones. You know, your body is filled with hormones. And what happens when you come under stress, you start to release these things. One of these hormones is called cortisol. It has some serious effects on your body. Take a look.
Your stress hormones. Under stress, your body pumps out a flood of many stress hormones. Here are just a few. Your body pumps out adrenaline and noradrenaline, which alert our body that it's in danger and increases our anxiety and fear, making our thoughts race. These stress hormones also raise our heart rate, increase our perspiration, slow our digestion, and activate various body systems to temporarily boost energy supplies. Your body also pumps out cortisol, which is considered the primary stress hormone. Cortisol increases the sugar in your bloodstream, can cause the accumulation of fat around your belly, and is responsible for slowing digestion, immunity, reproductive systems, and growth and anti-aging processes.
So you're looking at this, we talked about cortisol this whole series, we've been talking about it, but cortisol is something that is produced when you get stressed out. You know, drinking a second cup of coffee, Dr. Colbert talks about it, raises it by 30%. Whatever causes you stress, that's cortisol being released in your body. So for you, it'd be different. I got to manage yours totally differently. But you realize you're feeling that way, the tension's coming in, the headaches are coming in, you're losing your focus, you're not connecting, you're perspiring, you're breathing shorter. You got to think about it. I got cortisol. This is so cool about how our bodies function. It's just the chemicals, all these different chemicals that happen. And so you can determine how you're going to respond to things by adjusting your chemicals. You can do that by how you're going to respond in your mood. You know, the enemy wants to always mess with our moods. If he messes with our mood, he touches our mouth. If he touches our mouth and we move it the wrong direction, we start loosening things in our life that shouldn't be loosed and binding things that shouldn't be bound. It's like we got to tap into how this thing works. And it works through, you know, stress and choosing not to be in a place of unnatural stress right there. So that's very, very important. John, what's this about how it affects our body in number 11 here?
Well, actually, we're actually going to how we can deal with this stress.
You don't want to cover number 11, how it actually affects the reproductive. John.
We're trying to get through this program, man.
Do you have issues with this?
No.
If you're suffering from reproductive systems. I'm sorry. If he's not laughing at you right now, this is should not be. This real not should be. Let's pray. Let's pray.
Your reproductive system and sex hormones. Your reproductive systems are suppressed and you produce less sex hormones. So this can result in you feeling a drop in your libido, your sex drive. Stress interferes with the hormones needed to become sexually aroused.
Well, as you saw, one good way to be able to lower stress is to just enjoy life and to laugh more. As y'all saw, you know, John was really enjoying himself. But just laughing more, you know,
Absolutely. It
totally releases, what's it say, a merry heart?
Does the heart well?
That's good. So John's doing really well right now. So you were talking about breathing.
Yes, actually, this is one of the stress hacks that is really so important. And the more that we practice this on a daily, you know, basis, you're going to find more relaxation. You're going to find more peace. And you're going to find that even your blood pressure will begin to lower. In fact, in the book, The Miracle of Fasting, Paul Bragg, you may be familiar with the Bragg companies that have been health pioneers for a very long time. In fact, they have those Bragg products, apple cider vinegar, which many people are fond of.
Miracle stuff.
Yeah, miracle stuff. This is what he talks about in his book. He calls oxygen the invisible food. It's the only food we cannot be deprived of for over 7 minutes or death will take us out. He explains that when we breathe, oxygen is actually being carried by the blood to the lungs where the miracle takes place, Greg. Mm. He says their life-giving oxygen is exchanged for deadly carbon dioxide, which for many of the deadly toxins actually are being released. So this is really, really powerful.
So if we're not breathing deeply, we're not actually making that exchange.
Right. And he talks about in his book, he says that Americans particularly are short breath breathers, I guess. We have a tendency to suck in our guts.
We're not working the back 40
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah. We're sitting down all day. We're sucking in our guts. And a habit of that produces us to breathe, you know, short breaths. He says that there's a connection between long life. He did a huge study on all the people that lived many, many years. And what they all had in common is that they were deep breathers. He even says in his book that even animals, rodents, are all short breathers and they all have short lives. He's traveled all over the world. And
which is lower levels of oxygen.
Yes, lower levels of oxygen. And he talks about how, you know, basically we have these breathing machines connected to us the entire time. You'd think that you cannot live 7 minutes without air. But most Americans don't take in deep, quality breaths. And oftentimes people talk about this 4-7-8 method. And that's basically you inhale for 4 seconds, deep, deep breath. You hold it for 7, and then you release it over 8 seconds.
Do that for us. That's good.
You want us to do it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it together.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
That's good. I got it.
Release. 4, 7, 8.
What was the 8?
You release it over 8 seconds. I didn't want to take TV time for that, but basically, this method is so powerful because it's allowing you two things. You're getting that oxygen into your lungs, get into your bloodstream. You're pushing out these carbon dioxides out of your body. But also, what by doing this 4 or 5 times, you know, consecutively.
So like what? So you're in your work day or
ending
the day?
Or actually, you know what? It's great to start your day off. We often talk about abiding and getting into a place where you want to just spend time with the Lord and relax. A lot of times people can't even hear God open their Bible because the minute they wake up, they're waking up with their problems, the stresses, what they have to do at work. They can't even get to a place of quietness and peace to be able to hear what Jesus wants to say to them that morning.
So we even tell children, take a deep breath, relax.
I mean,
it changes their whole chemical makeup.
Absolutely.
So we don't even take our own advice sometimes, take that deeper breath.
Yeah,
we shift into that peaceful place when we do that.
I'm a believer. I've been doing this for quite a while now, and I've seen dramatic results. But I love to do it first thing in the morning, right before I spend time with the Lord. It puts me in a very relaxed state. I'm focusing on, you know, on Jesus, focusing on hearing from Him, getting ready to read my Bible. And throughout the day, you can do that. It's really, really amazing.
You do it at nighttime as well?
Oh, yeah, before you go to bed. It's awesome. My sleep has been wonderful. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So 7, 4, 8.
4, 7, 8.
4, 7, 8. 4, breathing in.
Hold for 7 seconds.
7 seconds.
Release over 8 seconds.
And when you're holding it, that exchange is taking place in your lungs.
Yep, yep. In fact, Live Strong says, this is a big, big organization that was started by Lance Armstrong, says deep breathing offers numerous health benefits from stress reduction to slower heartbeat and reduce blood pressure. How many people are on high blood pressure medication?
Just need to breathe.
Yeah. It also promotes core muscle stability and helps you better tolerate intense exercise. It may even lessen the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, you think about this.
A lot of people dealing with that.
Yeah, you're thinking about, too, that the very first thing that happened to man when God created him, he breathed Zoe life into him. And that when Jesus filled the disciples with the Spirit, he breathed into them. It's like the breath of God.
Breath of God.
And that taking that time to breathe in, because God's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's holding all things together. And maybe just breathing in, you know, and obviously there's the chemicals, makeup of the air and all that type of stuff, but God is the one that created it. He created us to have that exchange take place. Pretty powerful, because one big, nice respiratory of taking in air, you're literally changing your blood. And when you think about Jesus, you know, it's his blood that actually brought us to a place of salvation, the holy blood of God sacrificed on the cross of Christ. And it's breathing in. It's almost like an exercise of purifying our own blood.
Amazing.
I mean, it's not obviously not for sin, but
Sure.
It is the sin of the air, if you would. The trash in the air. Toxins out, right?
Sure.
Wow, we don't have a lot of time for that. But just remember to breathe. I hope you enjoyed this whole 3-part series on how to reduce stress and how to be able to manage it and literally thrive in an environment, because God has not called you to live in that life of stress. Make sure you go to iAbide and get your plan at iAbide.org so you can be at peace with God in the process and even in the storms of life. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray over each and every one, Father God, that you would encourage them, that you would give them peace. Teach them how to focus on you in the storms of life, how to have peace in the midst even of chaos that's happening in the community, in the world, and to turn away from all the news sources that are causing them and stirring them up, Father God. And I pray right now, dear God, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. Don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community. You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com.
VFN TV and the Data Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.